This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Four law enforcement officers dead, at least four others injured. That after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper offering his condolences Monday night.
It reminds us of the fact that these officers every day when they go out, whether they walk up to a car, whether they serve a warrant, violence can happen to them.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police authorities say the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home on Monday when a suspect opened fire. Cleanup efforts continue after deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest, the immediate priority was ensuring the safety of the tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now, and the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old, one of four people killed in Oklahoma, damage in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. A COVID-19-era hospital requirement ends this week. According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory diseases to federal officials. NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service set to undergo a price increase just ahead of the Summer Olympics. USA's John Schaefer.
Starting July 18th, the monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium will rise by $2 to $7.99 for new subscribers. Additionally, the mostly ad-free Peacock Premium Plus will see a price hike to $13.99 per month. Existing subscribers will see the price hikes take effect in August.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The Supreme Court is rejecting former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison. The High Court Monday denied Navarro's emergency request to be released from prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. It's the second time the court declined to keep Navarro from serving his four-month sentence. Elected officials will not be getting special treatment at airports. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings, a move criticized by the TSA, which opposed it, citing an unnecessary burden on the workforce.
A recent study by the American Medical Association reveals individuals suffering from long COVID are at a higher risk of mental health issues. The study found that those with long COVID were twice as likely to face depression, anxiety, and disabling fatigue compared to those without. Some NFL pregame shows are going through significant changes. At CBS, the NFL Today is seeing former quarterbacks Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims stepping off the set. They'll be replaced by former QB Matt Ryan and Hall of Fame defensive end J.J. Watt. Meanwhile, at ESPN, The Athletic reports that former Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce is joining the Monday Night Countdown program. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, are you ready to have the time of your life for the rest of your life? If you want to have your life ignited every day with effortless faith, joy, peace, purpose, and direction, you're going to love this next guest, Barry McGuire, his brand new book, especially Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear with Effortless Faith. Barry McGuire, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey. How you doing, Bill? It's been a long time. Hey, good to hear you.
Yeah, it has been a long time, Barry. I certainly have used your product, the family product, for many years. As we were mentioning, we had a mutual friend that worked for him in Orange County, California, ran an FM country station there, and McGuire product was flowing profusely throughout his garage of 300-plus cars. Yeah.
But we're the car guy's car wax. If you're a car guy, you're probably using McGuire's product. So, and nobody waxes their cars but car guys. The car guys buy about 80, the best we can tell, about 86% of all the car wax sold is bought by car guys. So if you're not a car guy, you probably don't even think about car wax anymore. But it's a robust field, and it's about 30 million car guys in the United States, about 30 million of us. And the nice thing is car guys wax their cars about once a day.
Only.
It's a small, but it's a very active market, so we have a lot of fun. That's our reason.
Well, see, that's when you can tell you're a car guy, because you have a choice. You can go, well, I can go talk to my wife, or I can go wax my car.
Yeah, exactly. I can go to the beach, I can go to the car.
Well, very good fun. Ignite Your Life. Why the book? Why now?
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. I could go on and on. Let me see if I can concise it real quick. First off, Karen and I started sharing our faith every day.
Karen, your wife. Karen is infamous wife, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He's just not name-dropping, just casually. Yes.
Infamous, yes.
Yes, yes, right.
We've been married 6 years. Hmm. We've been doing this together, and we were searching for joy back in the early days. We were serving the Lord, and we were building a business, and it was a tiny little business at the time. The pressures are on. But we were looking for the Bible sheets talking about joy. We wanted some, and I found a guy. He was the legal affairs secretary for Governor Reagan, and he was the most joyful person I'd ever met. Didn't even talk about Reagan. He just was continuing to tell his stories about sharing his faith and laughing and crying and laughing. There's so much fun, and I thought, I went in on that. And so we've been doing that now for 50 years, and I tell you, we discovered early on that sharing your faith is not this recitation and memorization and the sweating and the scratchy throat. It's just, he says, Jesus says, they'll know you're my child by your love. Well, we do that anyway.
Right,
we hadn't have thought it with the intention of leading people to Jesus, not by arguing, not by beating, and really not even forget leading with the Lord, but just loving on people.
Exactly.
In God's name, so they know that the source of our love is God. But loving on people for the pure purpose, seriously, for loving on them. And when the Holy Spirit's there, and he always is, he convicts them. It's amazing how fast it happens. And quickly they realize, everybody's searching for love. The world's looking for their, nobody has anybody to love on them. And here's a stranger loving on them in the middle of Walmart or wherever.
Yeah.
And they will open up so quickly and tell you their need. And then the scriptures actually say, don't prepare. Luke 12:12 says, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say.
Exactly.
And it always works that way. And he gives you the words, and you see the life changing in front of you, and you realize God orchestrated that conversation in the aisle at Walmart or Starbucks or the waiting room or the airplane or whatever. He puts you together. He's giving you the words to say, a life's being changed, and now you have intimacy with God that is thrilling, and you make God happy with you, and make God happy with you. The joy of the Lord, the Lord's happiness is the joy of my strength. Right? He gives me the strength.
Right. Right.
I walk away from those situations with the bounce of my step, and it happens all day, every day. I'm having the time of my life. And so the book
sounds like it's
about a subline, defeat fear with effortless faith. And that's exactly what happened. We can't conjure up faith. I mean, there's too much bad stuff going on to try to have faith in our own strength right now. It's impossible. We can't do that. But when you forget about that and just start loving on people, when you share your faith, there's actually a scripture, Isaiah 43:10. He's, I appointed you as my spokesman, as my witness, so that you will believe. This is how you have wholehearted faith. When you share your faith, you have wholehearted faith because God is working through you. You're actually in intimacy with God, and it changes everything. It's so much fun. And so we have thousands of people literally coming to us now. And the story is always the same. I'm having so much fun. I never knew I could share my faith. I always thought I had to be trained. And I'm just loving on people. And people are coming to the Lord. I at church yesterday, people were standing in line to tell me their stories about all the fun they're having.
That's great. Well, you see, I think sometimes
was fun.
It's not that complicated, Barry, to your point. You know, one of my favorite testimonies in the Bible is from the blind man. You know. I don't understand it. All I know, I was, and now I am. And the difference was Jesus,
no,
right?
It's so funny you say that, because people say, well, I don't know enough. I had a guy yesterday, tall, good-looking, young guy, maybe late 20s, and he was sharing his faith. He's, Barry, I don't know Scripture. I don't know Scripture like you do, but I heard what you said, so I started doing it. I'm having so much fun. I said, think about it. The most prolific faith-sharing Christians are new Christians.
Mm.
They're new Christians. When they get saved, they don't know Scripture. They don't really know what theology is. Here's what they know. I was blind, and now I see.
Exactly.
It's zeal. It's love for God, and that's all you need. You don't have to be an academic. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and what you're capturing here is the difference between joy and happiness, right, Barry?
Oh,
I mean, when you're partnering with God, you understand that there's a level, and our prayer is that joy that you received in the beginning, that you would not forget that joy, that you would hold on to it, right?
Absolutely. Well, you're pretty good for a political commentator, I got to tell you.
Oh, you know, now you're going to make me feel bad because my degree's in theology. You didn't know that, but go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Yeah. That starts to make sense. Well, I don't have a degree in theology, but I do know this. This whole thing happens so easy. The name of the book is Ignite Your Life, and that's exactly, it's not an overstatement. I had somebody interview the other day, he was a pastor, he said, Barry, I love your book because it's a book that actually says what it does.
Imagine that, huh?
What this book does, Ignite Your Life. Where do you get it? I said, you can get it on Amazon. It's an Amazon bestseller. He says, this book is incredible, and everybody comes up says the same thing. I feel like I have a new toy. And the difference between happiness and joy, I so appreciate you bringing that out. Happiness comes and goes.
Mm.
I guarantee you today I will be happy and unhappy several times about things going on today. But my joy never leaves me. Nothing robs me of my joy because it has nothing to do with circumstances. Amen. It has to do with my relationship with God, and I'm giving him joy, and he's filling me back with his joy.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not like it has a limited capacity. God's joy is unlimited. It's just what we choose. Do we choose to tap into that, or just to go on and go chase the latest happening so that we can be happy, right?
Boy, absolutely. God gave me a word. I not space it. I just said, no, hopping off it. But I spoke yesterday at Victory Outreach. up in Chino. And in preparation, God gave me word during the night three times, impeccable love for God. And I never heard that word. I said, Karen, that I swear, what does impeccable mean? She's pure. Okay, I like that. So I started searching scriptures. And this joy is all wrapped up in it, of course, but it's flawless.
Right.
Without blemish, his love for us, and he gives it to us in such abundance that we have the ability to love him back with impeccable love.
Ooh. Exactly. Got to go to break. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Barry McGuire. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America, and I'll tell you, it's such a blessing to talk with Barry McGuire. When you talk to Barry McGuire, you can't be depressed. you know, he's so effusive of God's joy that even if you were down for a moment, he would lift you up just with his personality and his enthusiasm for life. Barry, before we get on and talk more about your new book, Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear and Effortless Faith, I've been meaning to ask you, how did you meet Karen?
In school. I didn't have to go to school because I had a family business. I didn't need a degree. But my parents begged me to go to this Christian school in our town. I was born and raised in Pasadena. It was Pasadena College. Now it's Mount Nazarene University. And so I said, okay. She said, you don't have to worry about grades. You don't have to graduate. Just go. Nobody in our family's ever gone to college. So the night before my freshman year started in the snack shack, I met Karen. Actually, I figured, you know what? I didn't even need to go to college. I met her before I even got started. But we got married in my senior year. I was student body president. I was working 20 hours keeping the books for our little family business at the time. It was a wild year. But we have grown together, and both of us have perfect health at 82 years of age.
Thank God.
We could fly every week somewhere, often getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Karen never complains. We love our life. We laugh. We just have so much fun together doing what we were privileged to do. At this moment in time, we get to represent God, you know.
It's how cool is that?
I believe that we have these lives that we have.
Right. And the message that you're bringing to people, I mean, you talk about the harvest. You know, you said, look at the harvest. Look out there and see. You know, the problem we have is not with the harvest, it's with the harvesters. And to this point, recent studies report that more than 75% of all Christians are living in fear today. It makes you wonder if you're a Christian at all, if fear is driving your life. I don't mean to be that hard about it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think God's grace is wonderful. But I can tell you this. They're not having fun.
Yes.
And I know that when you live in fear, you're not living in faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. And everything inside the wholehearted faith. And James 1, he says, I'll answer your prayers if you're not wavering. If you're worrying and praying at the same time, you waver, don't expect to receive anything from me. He says, I'll direct your steps if you trust me with your whole heart. So this wholehearted faith is absolutely bedrock critical if we want the blessings of God. Folks, if you want God to answer your prayers, if you want God to direct your steps, and you better have him direct your steps today, you don't know what's around the corner. You need that.
Exactly.
And you can have that. You can have wholehearted faith knowing that. You know how you get there? By telling people about Jesus. I know it doesn't make sense, but it is. Mm-hmm. If you get this book, Ignite Your Life, it'll explain it scripturally. I use the context with it with my life experiences, but the scriptures are powerful.
Exactly.
The steps of the righteous are directed by the Lord. He wants to bless you. And guess what? He says, I'll make everything in your life work together for good. This is the most understood scripture in the Bible. It's from Romans 8:28. You know it, but you don't live by it. You don't believe it. But he says it, and he means it to you. Everyone you listen to me right now, he says, I promise you, I'll make everything in your life work together for good from now until you get to heaven if you do two things. If you love me with your whole heart, number one, and if you love whatever you love, you talk about. And he says, if you love me with your whole heart and you live for my purpose, it's real easy to unpack that. His purpose is to seek and save the lost. We all know that.
Right.
So when we live our lives to seek and save the lost, we say move everybody every day closer to Jesus. You're doing that. So when you walk through, everywhere you go, you have a countenance in your face. You're looking for, you're expecting people to say hi to you. And if it's only to love on them for a moment, say, God bless you. But you move everybody every day closer to Jesus. And you know what? Now you're thinking about God. It's the lead link of all the links in the chain of being a Christian. That's why it's called the Great Commission. That one, there's no question. You've got to be praying because you're praying for all the people you're meeting. And you've got to be digging because you keep being asked questions you don't know how to answer. So you have purpose in your Bible. Everything about your life comes alive. It ignites your life. It's so
exciting. And then you realize that the Bible is true, that God really did say the Holy Spirit would give you the words. Because you find yourself saying things, you go, where did that come from? I'm not that smart. Right?
Exactly. And you find yourself in the most incredible situations, and you don't have to be an expert in any of them. You talk to one guy, he just lost his son. Talk to somebody else, their wife just lost. Well, find somebody else, they just heard they got cancer. I can't answer all those questions, but God can.
I walk away
every time and say, God, thank you. I don't recall that scripture. I've heard that scripture for years, and you just spoke it through me exactly. exactly as you wrote it.
Right. And exactly as that person needed to hear it. You know, we often talk on our show, Barry, about a word aptly spoken. It is a word that comes from the throne room of God that hits the heart and the soul of that individual that touches their lives immensely, right?
Absolutely. You got it. That's exactly right. It's fun.
Yes.
It's fun. Share your faith is fun. It's not only fun, it's the most fun thing you could do. It literally, you have the time of your life, folks, for the rest of your life, knowing that you're walking with God, you're representing God, you're living in His promise, you're going to make everything work for good, even on your worst day.
Exactly.
I've had horrible days, but in those horrible days, Karen and I will say, okay, God's up to something, because I know He's promised me that everything's going to work for good. So even when it looks so bad, it's an exciting day. Bad days to me are exciting days, because I know God's going to work it out, and He always does. I love Him. God, you're so awesome.
Exactly. This is why I tell people, Barry, I've become a but God Christian. And people, what? But God? What do you mean, but God Christian? I said, because when you read in the Bible, you hear all this bad news, right? Here's all this bad news going to happen, and then there's that powerful transitionary phrase that says, but God, but God, right?
I love it.
And that's the difference. That's what you're talking about there. In chapter 9, you talk about living in the sweet spot. We're kind of touching on this and getting out of fear. I mean, Jesus came to liberate us. And that is, I believe, the highest calling and appreciation that we can have in our faith to be free, right? I mean, and it's something you're not going to get from the government. You're not going to get from politics or anything like that. It only comes from God. If you really want to be free indeed, you have to be connected to the vine, don't you?
Well, you read John 15:11 says, when you bear fruit, my joy will remain with you and your joy will remain full. The promises of the Bible are there, complete. They connect. They all shout this message. Tell people about Jesus. And we're running out of time, folks. There's only 10% of us in America that are saved, and the Lord's coming back. And we have to love the people around us, including the despicable ones, including the ones that are vile, the ones that are offending God, the ones that are shaking their fists at God, their lifestyles, whatever. It doesn't matter. We have to love them. There's no room for anger, hate. They're lost. They're lost. And they're going to stay lost unless Christians tell them God loves them. And we're not doing that. The problem in the world today is not the world. It's us. We've allowed them to get lost.
What did Jesus pray on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, right?
Yeah, it's all about love. We got to love. There's no room for anger or hate, any of that. I don't care how bad the person is, how much they're trying to hurt you, how much they're trying to hurt America. They're lost.
Yeah.
They don't have what we have. Satan's blinded their eyes so they can't see the glorious truth. That's up to us. That's our job. That's why we're Christ's ambassador. I sell car wax. I love car wax. I love making cars shiny. But when I get to heaven, it's not going to matter how many bottles of car wax I sold. It's like, I wouldn't think about it. The only thing that matters 100 years from now, folks, is how many people are in heaven because of your influence.
Exactly. We want to go through the pearly gates with a parade, right? We want to be leading a parade, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. We got 30 seconds left.
I just look at that statement Paul said when he's talking to the Thessalonians. He's looking at them. Here, there was no Christians. Now there's thousands. He's speaking to them. And he just stops for a moment. He says, do you know what my crown, my reward's going to be when I get to heaven? It's you.
Yes.
It's you. It's the people that I've led to Jesus Christ. And folks, when you think about that person, are you going to have rewards in heaven? And if not, there's never been a better time to get started because everybody's looking for the Lord. 80% of the unchurched are looking for God right now. I don't care if they're pierced and green. I don't care how they look. God loves them and they're hungry. And when you lead them closer to Jesus, don't try to get them saved. Just love on them. If we all do that, we can't change the world, but we can change our world. By moving everybody that we talk to today a little closer to Jesus. That's all we have to do. And if we keep sowing the seeds, they'll come. Right now, people are not Christians, mostly because they see Christians. And they don't see Christians as loving.
Amen.
Shame on us.
Barry McGuire.
So judgmental.
Yeah, Barry McGuire took a small family business into a global brand. McGuire's Car Wax, author of the book Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear with Effortless Faith. Barry McGuire, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. There are 4 law enforcement officers now dead, several others injured, after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing, hitting, and killing the marshals. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Atlanta Monday, speaking at the kickoff of what's being called the Economic Opportunity Tour. During her remarks, Harris promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion.
In spite of those who in certain parts of our country want to attack DEI, we understand that you can't truly invest in the strength of our nation if you don't pay attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Harris also discussed the Biden administration's support for small business investments and minority-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Lots to talk about here. Real quick, your latest reading of SCOTUS and the interaction between, you know, the government's team on Trump's immunity position. What do you say?
Well, I think that the indication based on the oral argument is that there's going to be a ruling that will please the Trump crowd and the Trump lawyers. However, the court will narrow the application as much as they can, and therefore it may not result in a total dismissal of all the cases. It may be a situation, though, where because it will be remanded with instructions from the court that these cases will be postponed, which is a victory for the Trump campaign, so that it won't do what it apparently was intended to do, and that interfere with the election.
Right. But meanwhile, we have 3 other cases that are doing that, so those are moving along. But, hey, if we can whittle one at a time and get it off the docket, then this frees them up a bit. James, how dangerous is this that you have the courts involved? I mean, here we have the 3 branches of government, and you have the Justice Department seeking some sort of redress with the Supreme Court, analyzing immunity of the president. I mean... it's almost like you're crossing the line here a little bit, and what they may be opening up is a Pandora's box, you know, for future presidents and how people perceive immunity.
Well, so much like so many other legal issues that are facing us today, the Constitution and even court precedent and common sense says that if we're going to have an effective president, that president has to have immunity from prosecution for acts that are official acts while in office. And that's where the narrowness may come in. What is an official act? What isn't an official act? But the fact is, if you don't have that immunity, then political rivals can do essentially what they're doing to the former president right now.
Exactly.
They can do it to a current president. And so, for example, the things that are brought up has to do, they say, well, if there's no immunity, then George W. Bush can be prosecuted for what is alleged to be a lie about weapons of mass destruction. You know, people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, they could be prosecuted, and the enemies allege that they committed war crimes, which, by the way, at the international level, they've tried to do. They wanted to use the International Criminal Court to do that. The reason the Founding Fathers put that in there is because they realized our Founding Fathers understood the fall of man, original sin, and the pull of evil. And they knew that there had to be checks and balances, and there had to be an understanding of human nature. And so there's all kinds of immunity placed in our government. We think of, well, gosh, we don't want to give immunity to this bum, whoever the bum may be, members of Congress, senators. In certain legal actions, there's immunity. The president should have the greatest protection simply because the president is the single point of decision involving national security, war and peace, and the existence of the country, unfortunately, and for the border, you know, as we know. So when so the remedy for the president is impeachment. The remedy for a president committing a bad act is impeachment while in office.
Exactly.
And the Democrats extended that to impeachment after they leave office. So under normal circumstances, using that same logic, they would impeach Trump and not, but indict him for these strange, and unprecedented alleged crimes.
James, but how do you divide the two between, you know, his official duties and personal? I mean, when you're president of the United States, this is 24/7, you know, 365. I don't know that you sit there and you say, okay, well, this part of my job is going to be regarded as personal. Because when you're president all the time. I don't see anything on the ballot that separates, you know, the job of the president, you know, because when you are the commander in chief, you're on call all the time. When you're the chief executive officer of the nation, it's unending. How do you divide and split hairs there the way they're trying to do this in the Supreme Court? To me, I just think this is kind of dangerous when you start opening up this box to even, you know, exercise and converse over this, because there is already a remedy, as you stated earlier, and that is you've got the impeachment process. Okay, you went through two impeachments, you didn't get what you wanted, so now you're going to pitch a fit and drag this out even more and waste more money and the people's time, and clearly make this a political issue, and bad on you, because clearly it's political when you've got Biden's people interfering in the Georgia case. You know, Mark Pomerantz running down to Georgia. He's the one that does the opening presentation on the the case in New York over Stormy Daniels. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. We see the fingerprints of the Biden administration in the state actions, very clearly, of course, in the federal criminal actions. And you're right about this. I mean, really, I believe that if we really study the Federalist Papers and we look at this issue of immunity, what the intention of the Founding Fathers were, that that official act would be an act while they're in office, period.
Exactly.
Any act.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I suspect that what the Supreme Court is going to do, because they engaged in these hypotheticals, you know, if a president went out and committed burglary or committed car theft and did it in a non-official capacity, in theory, this abstract notion that somehow, even if they were in office, that after they left office, they could be criminally prosecuted by a state or county prosecution entity. I suspect that may be where the Supreme Court comes down, and where there's consensus for either 6-3 or 5-4 decision on that case.
Yeah, James, it seems to me with these hypotheticals is the court should say you need to take that to Congress. That is a situation that Congress solves, right? I mean, I'm not the legal beagle you are on this deal, but to me, why would SCOTUS entertain that hypothetical? Say, look at go ahead.
I don't think all the justices will entertain. I think there's some justices that agree with you. It's pretty plain on its face. They read the Constitution. They're originalists. So Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito are likely to take the point of view. Immunity is immunity. That we don't want to get into carve-outs. We're going to leave it, and that's up to... And really, I mean, it's not Congress, I would contend. If you want to change presidential immunity, you have to amend the Constitution. You
exactly.
have to have a new constitutional amendment, in my view. But... Mm-hmm. But the point is that you've got first of all, you've got the diehard liberals that just vote knee-jerk. The three of those are going to vote politically. And then you have our swing votes, which if you look at the arguments, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch seem to both be very much inclined toward granting immunity. So does Roberts. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, we're probably looking at a 6-3 because I don't know what Amy Coney Barrett.
Right. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah.
So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah.
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with James Herzen, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, continues. James, just to wrap a bow around this immunity issue, I'm tracking with you in terms of the judges. I just felt bizarre. I mean, it was a weird feeling to have somebody else lifting the hood of your car and analyzing, you know, what the problem is. And there's just something to me that just seems incongruent that SCOTUS would be deciding the issue of immunity when we're talking about interpretation here.
There used to be a time where there's all kinds of things that are happening now that we would say in the past were unthinkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is unthinkable that in the United States of America that we would have a former president of the United States with 91 criminal indictments placed against him like this, and all appear to be partisan and all appear to be engineered. And so we're in unprecedented territory. You know, I believe that prosecutors of the past would not participate in this, and they would have viewed any president as having complete immunity without a resort to going to a court. It would have not ever brought to a criminal prosecution because we used to have prosecutors with consciences who acted in constitutional manners. We recently had a state court in New York where the judge announced the Second Amendment doesn't apply in this courtroom. And that's the kind of renegade, rogue legal jurisprudence that's going on that frankly makes my heart sink. So I am hoping, because really, right now, the United States of America and its future is resting with our judicial branch. So to the extent that there is integrity in our appellate courts, in our Supreme Court, it's going to be critical to our future because we have people that don't believe in the rule of law or the Constitution, right, and they're moving forward with plans to basically hijack it while pointing the finger at the other side.
Right. Well, when the gene pool is polluted and corrupt like this, I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, activist judges have been abounding, and they've been growing in number. When you look at these legal schools that are turning out these lawyers and judges, future judges of America, they're all of the same mindset. The fact that you would have a judge say, well, the Second Amendment doesn't apply in this courtroom. Are you kidding me? I mean, to me, that's grounds on its face for recusal, if not for a permanent recusal.
Yeah, permanent impeachment.
Yes.
And if we think that judges and prosecutors are bad now, think of the lawyers and judges and prosecutors of the future who are now residing in pup tents in front of college campuses.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Now, you bring up a great point here, because look what's happening. You've got, what, 36 universities? These kids, their parents are paying, you know, $60,000, $90,000 a year, and their school and curriculum is being upended on the last 10 days of school. And you got how many people on these campuses that don't even attend the school? They're just there rebel-rousing.
Oh, yeah, right. But it's very familiar, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it seems to be funded by left-wing zealots, and it's, again, engineered. And you can imagine what kind of summer we're going to have.
Right, exactly. Hopefully not another one of those mostly peaceful riot kind of summers that we had in 2020. After
exactly.
The death of George Floyd, right? But here you've got these universities. But look what happened. They're filled with all these anarchists. I'm told that 85% of the professors on staff in these universities, they come from outside of the country. They're bringing their liberal theology and ideas and ideology onto the campuses and indoctrinating these people. And as Alan Dershowitz said, especially these young girls, you see these young girls going, I'm Hamas, and going, are you kidding me? If you were Hamas, you wouldn't be living long. You have no idea what oppression is. In the land of Hamasville, you would be toast. You know, you talk to the women who live under Hamas. You know, and I mentioned this the other day, James. When you think about what Hamas did to the Israeli women in raping them and ripping off body parts and kicking their breasts up the road like they were soccer balls, you're going to tell me that kind of behavior isn't extended to the Palestinian women that they think less of, that they think that, you know, they're so arrogant that women are nothing to them. And you're going to tell me the Palestinian women haven't been abused at the hands of Hamas themselves?
Yeah, you just have to talk to any woman who's left Iran and moved to the United States, and
exactly.
They'll tell you all about the way the mullahs treat women. At one of the college campuses, it struck me, you know, there was a drag queen performing for the demonstrators. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, it reminds me of those rainbow flags that are supporting ceasefire in Gaza. Gays for Gaza. Now, there's a pure sign of ignorance,
right?
A pure sign of, you know, suicide wish, because it's insane. And if you see these men on the street interviews of the people that are protesting, so many of them have no idea what they're actually there for.
Yes.
They either have been paid, or there's people there, they think they're there to have a good time. As a matter of fact, one of the students said, I think it was a female student that said, you know, I thought going to a demonstration for Palestine would be fun. This is fun.
Oh, geez.
You know, so it's, yeah. It's worse than the 60s. It's worse.
Yeah. Yeah, really, without a doubt. And guess what we've got coming up? We're less than 200 days from an election. You've got a Democrat National Convention coming up. Is this going to be 1968 all over again, James? Just thinking.
No, I think it's 1968 on steroids. It's just like what we saw in the summer of 2020. We saw unthinkable things on our television, and we heard anchors telling us it wasn't happening. They moved from the big lie to the big deny. And so I think we're going to see much worse than 1968. I don't expect a calm summer and calm conventions. But we have to, you know, hope is a theological virtue, and we have to keep standing up, and we have to do our best to get out the vote all the way to the very end. And because there's too much at stake, and we do whatever we can do in our own community, in our own sphere of authority, we have to exercise it.
Well, and this is why the truth matters, bottom line, James. You know, as you say, we got to take a stand. You know, where are you planting your flag? You know, we need to plant our flag on the truth. Okay, there's, and you don't have to make excuses for it. The truth is the truth. It's not relative. It is only true. And that's what we need to hold on to. I'm with you on that. About 2.5 minutes left, I did want to talk about Hollywood is, you know, they're resurrecting everything, you know. Let's bring it all back, you know, the successes of the past. And they're going to bring Naked Gun back, but it is a total reboot from top to bottom. David Zucker, you're out of here. You know.
Yeah, David Zucker's a friend of mine. I know him.
Yeah.
He is like, there's people like this. I was in the green room once with Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey is like this. There are people that God gifted with comedy, funny. They never stop, you know.
Right.
I imagine sitting in a room with Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld is like that.
Yeah.
David Zucker's a genius. And that, and it bothers me so much. These spoof movies are a very special genre. And David and his brother and another partner created it with the first movie, Airplane, which is a classic, still gets great ratings. But then they made the Naked Gun series with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. Here's Hollywood's utter stupidity. The lead role, the Leslie Nielsen role in the reboot is going to be Liam Neeson. Okay,
that's a round peg in a square hole.
Hey. Oh, the master of comedy, Liam Neeson.
Right. Yeah.
And the Priscilla, by the way, Priscilla Presley as a comedic actress was incredible. She was, nobody expected her to be as funny as she was.
Right.
And they're going to have her role played by Pamela Anderson, who, I've never seen Pamela Anderson actually do any role other than, you know, the tool time girl on Home Improvement. She's basically, I mean, she, God love her, you know, her whole existence was as a pinup.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe her, she's
her,
really
her, her beach, her body, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she'll be in slow motion in Naked Gun. Maybe they'll have a poster emphasizing the word naked. But the fact is, without David Zucker and without that input from the spoof master, you're just not going to, the film's not going to be right. And since they started out casting it this way, I do think, you know, to bypass David Zucker, it's the same kind of thing as, you remember, we couldn't figure out, people said, why was Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, this incredible, funny show that was successful on a night where TV wasn't normally successful, and they just cut the legs out from under him and canceled him. It was politics.
Exactly.
And the reason that David Zucker is not being consulted, it's politics. David Zucker has supported right-of-center candidates. He's been involved with producing ads for Republican candidates, and that's unforgivable in Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, how dare
so
you.
That, yeah, and he even made a kind of a protest movie, American Carol, that was making fun of the left, and that's even worse, you know. So
exactly.
That's just,
well,
it's just another sign of Hollywood, which is bias on steroids because of wokeism.
Yeah, the madness continues. James Hurson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, has been with us. Thank you, James. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
All right, Godspeed to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the of venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do the letters IRS